Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Hello everyone, this is Pano Apostolou. You're listening to a podcast from SBS Greek. Stav Labropoulos, or Stavroula Labropoulou, is a Greek-Australian photographer and an emerging artist. She's based in Arm in Melbourne. She's currently completing a Bachelor of Arts in Photography at RMIT University. Her practice weaves together themes of identity, memory, and the intimate relationship between body, myth, and place. Throughout her projects, she interrogates cultural narratives, domestic rituals, environmental tensions, and the politics of dress and embodiment. Her work has already been recognized internationally. She's included to the International Photography Festival of Pingyao, which will take place at the end of 2025 in China. And nationally, in Australia, she received recently the Robin Beach Award. I have the pleasure to have Stav with me in the studio, SBS, in Melbourne, in Arm. Stav, Stavroula, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Pano, for having me. I'm very excited.
So, you're a Greek-Australian artist. Tell us a little bit, you were born in Greece, is that correct?
Yes, born in Greece, moved to Australia, South Australia in 2014. Mm-hmm. Initially in South Australia, we stayed there for 3 years with my family, mum, dad and my sister. And then we moved to Melbourne where we have family from my dad's side.
So you had a connection with Australia prior to your...
Yeah.
All right.
My dad was born here, although I didn't know much about Australia. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, a very new place to me. I would hear stories from Babu and Yaya, but it was all very new to me when I got here. Mm-hmm.
So this cultural background had an influence in your work?
Yes. I try not to make it the center of my work. Mm-hmm. Above all, I am a person. I'm my own person. I'm not identified by my culture to the extent of...
Why do you think that this is an obstacle to your career?
It's not an obstacle, but I think we need to look at things more holistically as well. It's a good thing to recognize, and I do recognize my culture and my background, my heritage, but it's not the center of my practice.
But in your practice, in your work, you mention a lot, or it seems a lot to me visually, that you're working not in an Australian land, but you're working on the land of the Indigenous Australian. How important is that for you and why?
It's very important.
As a migrant, you're a migrant.
And that makes it even more complicated because I think especially Greek Australians, they never recognise the fact that we are living on unceded lands. Sovereignty was never ceded by Aboriginal people. And I think we have a hard time recognising that as a group. Mm-hmm. And
cultural group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in recent times with the protests that are happening and the upheaval, Greek Australians are taking a very weird position, mm-hmm. which concerns me. And it's definitely something I'm exploring and diving deep into. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be a migrant living on unceded lands? It's a very important question.
I think the other thing that's perhaps it has an influence in your work is you're a young mother, and throughout this research of your future as an artist, you had a family, you have a boy,
a little boy.
Is that something that you wanted it?
I definitely wanted it. It's something beautiful, and yeah, it is. Everything I do works around him, and all my decisions, career-wise, school-wise, everything revolves around, you know.
As an artist?
As an artist as well, yeah. Mm. Because it's my everyday. It's what influences me the most. My thinking, all my thoughts, all my... Everything I do stems from, you know, is Kian going to be okay with this? You know, how is he going to fit into all this? Or how am mm-hmm. I going to fit everything into his sort of development and life stages and everything? So, yeah, it's definitely... And with my latest project, it's definitely, you know... It was an influence, a big influence, being a mom.
Tell us a little bit more about your latest work. Is the one that received the award?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an ongoing.
It's an ongoing project. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's going to be my graduate project as well. You're 15, 16, 17 years old and, you know, you think you're going to change the world. You're not going to be like your mom. You're not going to be like your grandma. You're not going to be like, you know, whoever. And you think you have all this potential, which we do. And then you have a family. You reach an age where things start becoming harder as a woman, as a female person. And all of a sudden you're falling back into the same routines. You're doing things, you're repeating behaviors, and you know, you never quite break out of the expectations that are set upon women. And that's what I figured becoming a mum, I would recognize and I would see, you know, my mum in myself, and I would sort of think about me growing up and my life, my experiences. And yeah, that was sort of the main point of inquiry for starting this project.
I understand that you use a lot of what it had happened in your life so far, like memories, but also you want to say your story, like it's a storytelling art in a creative process. Am I correct? Is that what you more or less trying to do?
Yeah, it's storytelling for sure. I mean, I don't, like we talked about before, I don't like walking into an exhibition space or seeing an artwork that's just, you know, a picture on the wall. I want it to be more interactive. I want people to look and feel and see and read. And so there's a lot of mixed media involved in all my work, video, text. I like writing, so yeah.
There is a conversation ongoing. How independent, how free are the artists in Australia? How do you feel? Are you free to express what you feel, and have you have any issues so far?
Not personally, no. I haven't had, you know, any discrimination or any, you know, nothing like that. I haven't experienced that personally. I think Australia, more than any other country, we're pretty free to express our views and how we feel. There's always going to be scrutiny. There's always going to be people saying their opinion, but I think that's the minority, especially in the arts. The art world is pretty receptive and pretty free.
The art world. How about the political world? We saw what happened recently with the Biennale, with the artists, and then they took it back. Okay, how does it feel for you?
I think when people use art to exploit and take advantage and monetize and make profit off people that are not directly involved in the art worlds, and they come in and they use artists and they use opportunities to showcase and display art for the wrong reasons, then that becomes a problem. And it should... There is a really fine line, because on the one hand, it should be held separate, but on the other hand, you can't... Art is inherently political. Most art is inherently political. And I think the artist should have more agency when it comes to where their work goes and what it says and who sees it. And
Would you characterize your practice, your art, as political?
Yes, it is, because not very many people talk about the issues women face. And there's always, you know, women talking about it, and there is a big movement that always has been, but it's always in the sidelines and it's always brushed off. And I guess this is the point of my project as well, is why are women always being brushed off? Why are our feelings always being put to the side? And when is it enough? When do we stop being misunderstood? When do we stop being perceived as crazy and hysterical for having normal reactions? It's a tale as old as time.
What are you going to show in China?
My 2023 project Worlds. It was very interesting to work on. I lived in Alphington at the time, and I would always walk down the Yarra River. And they were doing some big construction at the mills where they're building the apartments. Mm-hmm. I think it's almost finished now, but when I lived there, they were just starting. And, you know, I was in the landscape studio at uni and I was just walking around thinking, what am I going to shoot? What am I going to do? And I was walking down there and I saw the ruins of the old mill, and I had my camera with me. I started taking a few photos. And looking back, I noticed that I was focusing on, you know, really close-ups of things, different materials interacting with nature, pipes, metal, mm-hmm. whatever. And I sort of loved how it was... aesthetically, it was pleasing how nature was still hugging those materials that are so toxic and so environmentally unfriendly. You know, grass and flowers were still growing through, you know, PVC and stuff like that. So it sort of became a project on, you know, how does nature interact with all these materials? And it's a commentary on mm-hmm. construction as well, big part of Melbourne. And I like to keep things local.
Do we know details about where exactly it's going to take place, the dates and everything?
End of September, 25th of September, I think it's starting. And so RMIT has been collaborating with the festival for a number of years now, Ho Chi Minh City campus as well as Melbourne campus. And so
Ho Chi Minh, the Vietnam campus.
Vietnam, yeah. We're both campuses are showing work at mm-hmm. the festival, I think, for 10 years now.
Looking ahead, how do you see your practice evolving?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of time to think about the future. You know, I'm focused on what I'm doing. I'm focused on my son and, you know, whatever emerges. I'm working on a research project with RMIT at the moment as well on history and rewriting histories, unlearning histories. So that's going to be really interesting to work on. And I will be talking about Greek-Australian issues in that.
We'll be here to listen to these Greek-Australian issues. Thank you very much, Stav.
Thank you, Pana.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.